Let's turn to another big story, the pandemic. More than a dozen states are seeing a daily increase of COVID-19 cases. Mississippi, Arkansas, and Arizona have hit records in new daily cases in just the last week, with numbers also rising in Tennessee. Dr. Jeannie Marazzo is director of the Division of Infectious Diseases at the University of Alabama at Birmingham, and she's also part of the state's coronavirus task force. And doctor, what's happening right now with the coronavirus, specifically in the South?
So the South has been somewhat delayed in its experience of coronavirus. And I think that one thing people need to understand is that as the virus spreads, there are successive dynamic waves of transmission, and that's why we're seeing so much variability. So you saw the introduction largely on the West Coast and the Northwest, but very soon after in New York City and the Northeast, and then a gradual movement down to the Southeast, which is really where the burden of the U.S. experience is occurring right now. Even in the Southeast, we're seeing variations in pockets of intensity. So if you look at a state level, in a state like Alabama, for example, you can see that some of the counties that had the earliest outbreaks of infection are now experiencing a somewhat waning of that intensity, and other counties that are vulnerable are now coming on board and seeing a lot more infections.
You're saying that there's been a delay in spread in the South, and yet this also coincides with many of these states partially reopening. Can you talk about that dynamic for a moment?
Yes, if I could figure out that dynamic, I'd probably win some sort of major prize, because
there are so many
dynamic variables impacting what we are seeing as a somewhat superficial epidemiology of this virus. You not only have huge shifts in population mixing and mobility, right, as these physical distancing measures are modified. So that's a huge variable. On the second level, you've got just the virus doing its thing and, you know, continuing to transmit at its usual pace. And at the third level, you have the dynamic of who's getting tested. So very, very difficult to be really confident in any big picture profiling of where this virus is going. And that's one of the reasons we don't know what's going to happen in the next couple of months or the fall.
Speaking of that, you know, especially in April, we were having lots of discussions about the impact on medical systems. I'm wondering, are you thinking that these increases are big enough to overload local medical systems? And what point do you think they should trigger a stop to the reopenings that we're seeing in some southern states?
Yeah, that's a terrific question. And I can give you some specific examples. You know, for example, here we have a 1,500 or so bed hospital, fairly large ICU, and with very good adherence to physical distancing in March through April, we were able to keep things pretty much under control. Unfortunately, what we're seeing now, despite that effort, is that we're having to take transfers from smaller cities like Montgomery, for example, that are experiencing a surge. The other dynamic with that, and this is true throughout the South, is that in the last decade plus, we have seen closures of many small rural hospitals. You have the situation of a very vulnerable population, lots of comorbidities, often remote, who don't have the local healthcare safety net that they need. They are then being brought to regional cities that have regional medical centers, which are then getting very much overloaded. So it's really going to be a question of monitoring the capacity of the referring and the referral hospitals very closely. And we're doing that on a day-by-day basis.
Dr. Anthony Fauci of the White House Coronavirus Task Force told the Journal of the American Medical Association this week that a coronavirus vaccine may not give long-term immunity. He said immunity from common coronavirus actually lasts about 3 to 6 months, almost always less than a year. Is too much hope being put on a vaccine?
I would agree with Dr. Fauci in that I think vaccine research is fraught with uncertainties, hope, and failure, and some success, right? So I think we've never really understood or intervened with coronavirus to create sustained immunity because, frankly, creating a vaccine for the common cold has not been a particularly high priority in the scientific research agenda. The good news about the coronavirus research program that's moving forward is that there are several what are called platforms for developing these vaccines. They're using different targets. So if things really get off the ground in the next 6 months, we should get some answers within the next year. And that's really what we need. It's really hard to say without the hard data.
That's Dr. Jeannie Marazzo. She's director of the Division of Infectious Diseases at the University of Alabama at Birmingham. Doctor, thank you so much.
Thanks. My pleasure.